All right, we're now joined by Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 Lowe Chevrolet. Good morning, sir. You've won four of the last six races, including the spring race. You hold the all-time track records here for wins, top fives, and top tens. But you enter Sunday's AAA Texas 500 just 3 points behind Kevin Harvick to advance to the Championship Four. Jimmy, what do you need to do here to continue your quest for an unprecedented eighth Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series championship?
Yeah, fortunately, I'm in a situation where I have two options left. We're only a few points out, and then obviously winning can advance. So, think of Chase and some others in the situation they're in. You know, win looks like the only route. So, happy to still have two options. We scored some decent points last weekend, although we didn't get the finish result that we needed and wanted. But scored some stage points, and we'll maximize any and every opportunity we can this weekend to either win or get max points.
Gotcha. We'll open the floor up for questions. We'll start with Holly Kane.
Hi, Jimmy. Holly Kane, NASCAR.com. I just wondered if you could speak a little bit about, what you have to do this week here. And it kind of reminds me of last week. You kind of came in despite all the championships and all the success here, and it was kind of a low-key, well, we'll see if you can do it. And I don't want to say people are underestimating you, but it feels like, how can you forget? You're the reigning champion. You've won seven of these things. I imagine you still feel very good about getting into the Championship Four.
Yeah, I do feel good about getting in, but I think we're all just so used to momentum, and we haven't had that extremely high positive momentum, race-winning momentum on our side just yet. And one thing I know about our team is when we get hot, and we can get hot quick, great things can happen. So, it's been, as we all know, summer wasn't fun for us. And as the playoffs have started, we've been able to ratchet it up some and clean up some areas. But, we're still searching a little bit and looking for more speed. We had a great test session in Homestead and some great thinking and ideas that we're put into place for this weekend, so we're excited to get on track. Knowing this weekend and how fast this track is, Phoenix is very fast for as short as it is. And obviously, Homestead, we feel like we're a bit smarter, and hopefully we'll have a bit more speed in the car.
Let's come down in front to Bob, and then we'll go to Claire.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. If you're behind Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott on Sunday, do you think about what happened to them, and do you have to be any extra careful?
Yeah, you stay aware. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You don't want to be caught up in something that you don't need to be. But we'll just see how that evolves. I mean, last weekend was crazy on a lot of levels. We're coming to the checkered flag and cars are crashing and I'm off the gas on the brakes trying not to drive underneath the back of the car in front of me, and I hear cars going by on the rev limiter. Guys just wide open trying to cross the finish line, not caring what's in the way in front of them. Is pretty crazy environment that we lived through last week in Martinsville.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Totally different racetrack here. Do you expect the same sort of kind of crazy environment, though, because so much is on the line this weekend? And then a lot of discussion about your team, and many years you've struggled but then have come back and won. How different is this from any other year that the 48 is not there yet, but then, bam, there they are?
Yeah, I mean, we're a victim of our own success in some regards. The expectations are high. A 20-race winless streak is considered a big thing when, it's hard to win just a race, So there are expectations put on us, and I'll accept them. That's fine. I have high expectations for myself. But, the sport isn't easy. It really isn't. And I think it speaks to how when a team or an organization is on, like we see right now with a couple teams, how special that is. And when I reflect back on what the 48's been able to accomplish, just how special that is. It's not easy to do, but we're not done. No one on this team is, and we're ready to get back on top, and whatever work that needs to go into it, we're ready. We've been trying extremely hard to get there. We just haven't got there yet, but we'll get there. First part of your question. The speeds really kind of dictate that. I would say restarts, knowing how tough it is to pass and how narrow the groove was here in the spring, restarts will be key. But after that, once we get up to speed, you know, we just can't do things here that, that you do at Martinsville.
Let's go right over here. Jimmy, Jerry Fraley from the Dallas Morning News. You know, you're still you're a young man. You're being successful in this sport. But as you see your peers start to walk away and try other things and investigate other parts of life, does that ever cross your mind that, you know, I'd like to try that, maybe it's time to try something else?
For me, I've always chased an experience in the car that, I've had curiosity watching guys like Rusty Wallace and Mark Martin and Dale Jarrett when they've walked away. And I've asked them questions when they were in those points in time. Obviously now Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, Dale. There's a point in time where somebody's either set a date out there and says, I'm like Rusty, I'm going to stop at this point. That time came, he wasn't ready. He didn't like that, so I filed that away. Mark Martin thought he was ready a couple times, and he wasn't. He kept coming back. Others, that fires out, and they're ready to step down and happy to walk away. So I'm on my own journey. I still feel like I have more to accomplish, and I still love being in that race car. So as long as that's there, I'll be out here driving you guys crazy week in and week out.
Let's go to Nate, and then we'll go to Jim, and then to Lee.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Jimmy, this is kind of crazy to ask a seven-time champion. Are you leaning on a guy who's a second-year driver with no wins yet? But I think it's fair to say Martinsville again showed, I mean, the 24 has been outrunning the 48 pretty consistently through the playoffs. Is there anything you can go to them and take from what they're doing, or is there no crossover? Does it not apply, or is it any sense of concern?
They're with Alan and Chad, they do have different philosophies in how they build a car. So we can look at different things and say, you know, directionally, this is what they're trying to achieve and implement that into our cars. But they're not the same. I mean, it's really difficult to build cars the same, and especially in the different shops like what we have. But it does give us great optimism knowing that our equipment can go that fast. You know, we just haven't figured out our mousetrap like we need to. So they've been the mark, I think, for us to look at and say, all right, our HMS equipment can at least do that. We need to get there.
Jim Hunter, Motorsport.com. Kind of a follow-up about Chase. He'll have a lot of ups and downs in his presumably long NASCAR career. I just wondered what your take was on kind of the aftermath of last weekend and the outpouring of support he got at the track and how he handled himself after the incident.
Yeah, I thought he handled it well, really, really well, to be honest. He's been around the sport a long time. He understands how it works. He's raced his whole life. So there's just a style and charisma and presence that he has. And I think we've all noticed his maturity behind the wheel, but it does go further than that, you know, and how he handles situations like that. I mean, the guy really does have a lot of experience in a short period of time and did a great job with it. I've tried to be there for him in a couple different instances. You know, I think of Dover and how close he was to winning. Last week, before the cameras turned on, I was walking away from my car and saw him standing there and, you know, just tried to, you know, say a couple quick things to him. He's reached out to me in a variety of different instances, especially this week and moving forward and what to focus on and how to look forward to going racing. So he asks questions, and I'm sure he has anybody in the world that'll tell him what their opinion is, but it's neat when he asks and I can try to, you know, frame it up from my point of view and share some experience and, kind of help him grow. But he has great resources with his dad, with Jeff, myself, you know, Dale's there, and it's just on and on. So he handled it well, and as you point out, he's going to be around for a long, long time, and I can't wait for him to get that first win, and hopefully he can get back in this championship chase. You know, it'd be a shame to have it play out. He's not in that Final Four as a result of last weekend.
SpencerMotorsport.com. Have you ever been burnt out? I mean, do you ever get to the point where it just becomes a little too much, the pressure, the travel, everything else? And has the move to Colorado helped give you balance in your life to kind of, you know, get away from the mess?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been aware of it and have, you know, chosen to not race in the Xfinity Series, not race other vehicles. Spend time with my family, to travel with Shani. It's something that we've both enjoyed together. And to help put years on the back of my career, I've We have the place. We've had a place in New York. We have the place in Colorado. We're not there now full time. That was kind of a last winter project that was a ton of fun, and I wish I could do it more often. But we do look for those outlets just to help. But this sport does take a lot out of all of us. I mean, we all live it and know it. So, yes, burnout does happen. But what's neat being in a team environment like I am, you know, if I'm feeling the wear and tear, I just look around and I have my teammates and Chad and all the other guys to, you know, kind of lift you up and get you back going. But it is a fine balance. It really is. And I think I work harder than maybe some others do to try to build that into my lifestyle. He works harder, and it doesn't necessarily help. I've tried, and Jeff, Rick, and on, but you know, he just works harder and harder. And it's served me very well. You know, it doesn't make it easy at times, but it's turned out all right for me. Yep.
So we'll go right here to my left, and then we'll wrap up with Mark.
Jimmy, direct left over here. Brad Gilley, PRN, SiriusXM. I know you don't need any extra motivation to get to Homestead, but with you and Chase below the cut line, does it weigh on you anymore to make sure Chevrolet doesn't get shut out?
Yeah, I mean, it's in my mind. I mean, from a teammate perspective, Chase, a Chevrolet, those things do kick into mind. Of course, I'm selfish and most worried about myself and what benefits me, which would then benefit Chevy. But I want a Chevy in that Final Four, without a doubt. Hadn't thought of it really until now, but yeah, we need one in there.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Jimmy, last year you go to Homestead, it's must win. You spend most of the race behind, but you just kind of waited for it to come to you. When you had your opportunity, you seized it. What kind of mentality do you have to have inside the car? Your must win, like maybe Sunday, you talked a little bit about really needing to win this race, but not trying to overdo it early or just sit there and wait and wait and wait until you get your opportunity and then try to make it happen.
Yeah, you know, racing's changed so much on its own, you know, path of progression. And then when you look at stage racing, in the way we crown a champion now with one race, winner take all, you know, you need to absolutely capitalize on opportunities that pop up. And that can be as simple as qualifying to a restart, whatever it might be. When you retrace your steps and look at what led to a race win, sometimes it's one position on a pit stop that had you in a different lane. So, you know, it's really hard to say there's a clear path to victory and clear path to success, but walking that fine line and being the aggressor and taking advantage of opportunities is key. But it's more complex, and there are more variables today than when I started, you know, 16 years ago. And, you know, I think that makes it much more entertaining for the fans to watch, but and we're all living in dog years, you know, living it day after day. It's very stressful.
Well, all right, Jimmy. Well, thank you for your time. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the way.